17. Hello again. We land right on the basement floor. I'm still holding Prince.
You are almost ready,
a soft female voice says. What? I look around the room. Who said that? I ask.
Mary Rose did,
Jonah squeals. Seriously? I ask.
Seriously!
But what are we almost ready for? I ask, turning to look at the mirror. What does that mean? I hear stomping overhead. Lots of stomping. Parental stomping. Crumbs, I say, scared.
Woof, woof, woof!
Prince barks. How long have we been gone? Jonah asks.
I don't know. I traded my watch. What if we were gone for days? They might think we ran away, or were kidnapped.
We run upstairs and find both our parents in the kitchen. It's pitch black outside. The clock on the microwave says it's 12:35 a.m. Wait, does that mean we were only gone for 35 minutes? Maybe the watch wasn't broken after all? Why are my parents up? My mother is on the phone. Her jaw drops when she sees us.
They're here! They're here!
She yells into the phone. My father rushes over and envelops us in a tight hug.
Where were you?
My mother roars.
It's the middle of the night! I called the police!
The police? She turns her back on us.
Officer, I just found them. I'm sorry for troubling you.
Oh, they will have a lot of explaining to do.
She hangs up the phone just as Dad finishes hugging us. Mom hugs us, too, but her face is stormy.
Where were you? She demands. We looked everywhere.
We were in the basement, I mumble. My mom narrows her eyes.
We looked in the basement. You weren't there.
Why in the world were you in the basement at midnight? My dad asks. And why are your clothes muddy?
We were... I look at Jonah for help.
Playing hide and seek, he finishes. It's really dirty behind the furniture.
You were playing hide and seek at midnight? My mom asks.
When were you awake?
Jonah asks my parents, which maybe isn't the best question right now.
We heard Prince barking, my dad says. I thought he was stuck downstairs, so I went to check on him. But he wasn't there. And then I checked on both of you in your rooms, and you weren't there.
His voice trails off.
We thought something had happened to you.
We were terrified,
my mom adds, her lower lip trembling.
I'm so sorry, I say, meaning it.
I can only imagine how afraid my parents were. I can't believe I was responsible for it. I never want them to feel so terrified again. Does that mean I can never go through the mirror again?
No. Next time, I'll just be more careful. You're both in a lot of trouble, my dad says sternly.
Jonah picks up Prince and buries his face in the dog's fur.
You're not going to take away Prince, are you?
No, my dad says. He's part of the family now. But maybe no TV, or playdates, or rock climbing.
We'll think about it, my mom says. But definitely no more hide and seek in the middle of the night. No more going into the basement at all in the middle of the night. Promise?
My heart sinks. I steal a glance at Jonah. He's waiting to see what I say. I have no choice. I can't cause my parents so much worry. I have to make the promise.
I promise,
I say, instantly feeling sad. Goodbye, Mary Rose. Goodbye, fairy tales. Jonah follows my lead.
I promise too, he says softly.
Now go back to your beds immediately, my dad orders.
Sorry, Mom, I say, looking at the floor. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, Jonah says.
We didn't mean to worry you.
We'll talk about it more in the morning, my dad says. Go to bed.
Do you smell onion?
I hear my mom ask my dad as Jonah and I drag ourselves upstairs, Prince at our heels. I feel terrible as I wave goodnight to Jonah and Prince and disappear inside my room. I glance at my jewelry box. There are still so many fairy tales to visit. There's Aladdin, and Beauty and the Beast, and the Snow Queen, and even Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, look at that! I see Rapunzel, the new Rapunzel. Her hair is long again. Not as long as it used to be, but down to her shoulders. She looks like she's standing on a stage, and her mouth is open, like she's singing. And in the background, I see three other people on the stage. One of them is definitely Prince Tristan, but who are the other two? One is a woman and one is a man. Both look a little older than my parents. The woman is playing the drums, and the drums say Pickles, Rapunzel, and Parents. Oh, they're Rapunzel's parents. Rapunzel must have found them, and now they're all in a band together. I study Rapunzel. She's smiling as she sings. She looks happy, even with her new hairstyle. She'd thought that her long hair was what made her unique, that her hair was what made her special. But she's more than just her hair. And maybe she's even better off without her hair. She didn't have to suffer for years, and she still ended up with her prince. Plus, she found her parents and a singing career. So maybe sometimes the thing you think you need, the thing you think makes you special, isn't really that important. Like being a spelling bee champion. I reach into my backpack and take out the certificate Ms. Masterman gave me. It reads, "This is to certify that Abby participated in our class spelling bee." Thinking of Rapunzel, I hang the certificate up on my bulletin board. I still want to be spelling bee champion, and maybe next year or the year after that I will be, or maybe not. But maybe that's okay, because I'm more than just the girl who came in 9th in the spelling bee. I'm a big sister. I'm a good friend. I'm a future judge. I'm a spelling bee participant. I look back at my jewelry box. I'm also a fairy tale lover. And a fairy tale traveler. At least, I was a fairy tale traveler. Not anymore. I sigh as I change into my pajamas. I can't help wondering, is Rapunzel better off having met us? Am I better off having gone through the mirror? I glance at the image of Rapunzel's new band, and then back up at my new certificate. Probably. And yes. Definitely yes. But if we're both better off, then how can I stop going through the mirror? I can't. I shouldn't. I shake my head. I have to stop. I promised I would stop. I don't want to stop. I turn my lights off, get into bed, and pull my covers over my chin. What if I told my parents the mirror's secret? Would they believe it? Would they try to get rid of the mirror so we wouldn't go through? Would they want to go through with us? So many questions. I glance once more at my jewelry box before closing my eyes. So many possibilities.